In what ways does Seattle's defense perform and look different with Earl Thomas out there?
Well, he's a difference maker. He's been a Pro Bowl player in the past, and he covers a lot of ground. They got studs on the outside at corner, but, Earl covers a ton of ground sideline to sideline, makes a lot of plays on the ball, has very good ball skills, and is a good tackler.
Aaron, what was it like having Eddie Lacy as a teammate, and what is it going to be like to face him, not you particularly, but on Sunday going up against him?
Yeah, Eddie's a great teammate. He's a lot of fun to be around. He's always has that infectious smile. He's a tough dude. All those Alabama guys that have been here over the years and you see across the league, they're football players. They're tough dudes who know how to play the game, play it the right way, and Eddie was one of them. So it'll be fun to line up against him. I won't be lining up against him, but, Eddie's one of those guys you always enjoy being around and hope he's enjoying it up there.
I know Aaron is probably see the support every week, but how important is it to stay up third and long against these guys with that pass rush they've got?
Well, yeah, I mean, the key is trying to slow them down a little bit. We've done a decent job at home the last couple times against them, against the pass rush, but, it's using the cadence. It's using backs and tight ends and the different protection schemes to try and slow them down. But ultimately, it'll come down to one-on-ones, and we got to win those one-on-ones.
How important is that home field against this team? The last five meetings, the home team's won every time.
Well, I think you answered your own question there. I think it's been very, very important. They're a tough team in general, and they're extremely tough at home, and we feel like we're the same way. We're a tough team to beat at home. We've had a good home record over the years here, and it'll be another test for us. Good start to the season.
Aaron, speaking of home field, you mentioned in Atlanta, we got to start getting these NFC Championship games at home. It's week one. There's a lot of football after this game, but it could potentially determine that home field. Does that add more stakes to this game than maybe perhaps a normal opener?
Well, every game could be looked at in that way. But I think our two teams know, when you start the season, training camp, I'm sure 32 teams are talking about winning the Super Bowl. It's not really the case, though. There's not that many teams that have those squads that could do it. Us in Seattle are usually in the mix. They have been, and we have been for a long time. So, it's going to be two teams that expect to be there in the end.
Veteran guys you've added this year to the roster, have you noticed a change in the locker room, or do you think there will be a change in the locker room just from having that much experience around now?
Well, we also lost a lot of veterans, so it's starting to even out a little bit. It's different. We lose veterans who were leaders, and you replace them with guys who haven't been in the system. So it's a matter of getting those guys comfortable in the locker room, in the system, in the playbook, and then allowing their personalities to come out and see how much leadership they're willing to offer. I think that's the fun thing about Marty is he's really taking advantage of those opportunities. I mean, he's been here, since being in the offseason program, but I think he's looked for those places where he could be a leader, and that's what you look for from veteran players.
To have those first two snaps early in a game, in a real game, with two new guys like Marty and Lance, that's a different experience in your career, isn't it? Or do you anticipate it to be?
Having both those guys out there?
Yeah, as veterans, coming in here as veterans, as opposed to working in rookies throughout the season, that type of thing.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
It's nice having those guys. There's a feel, there's different conversations. Just now, talking with Marty about, route concepts and different things that we've been working on. It's a different conversation with a guy like that compared to a guy who's younger, just out of college.
Speaking of conversations and what Spoon asked you there, is there anything you can take from these guys, Jari, Marty, et cetera, in terms of leadership-wise, how you go about kind of controlling or taking care of the culture in the locker room? Do you pick up other ideas or anything from other guys? Because there haven't been very many guys outside this locker room around here.
Yeah, for sure. I think you have to understand that this is an insulated place, and when you're here for such a long time, you have to fight against the complacency of doing things the way you've been doing it every single year. You have to adjust and adapt and evolve. Actually, just this morning I was talking with Ricky Jean about how he feels like the locker room is and the team and the leadership, and kind of what things have worked in his past. He played for a very good San Francisco 49er team that went far and had great leadership, especially on the defense side of the ball. So I think you have to keep those conversations open. Jairi and I have become fast friends, and we've had some really good conversations about what's worked in New Orleans for them and the things that we can add to our program and our culture to make sure that we're keeping guys connected the right way and not being stagnant with the culture in the locker room.
You and others have talked about a fast start in the regular season. You haven't had as many preseason game snaps, but what have you seen in practice that leads you to believe that this year could be a fast start on offense?
Well, honestly, not much. I mean, it's your identity is going to be formed as you get out there. We'd love to have a fast start, but we've been able to recover from not as fast of a start as we'd liked in the past. So we don't put extra pressure on these games. You know, obviously, we'd like to take care of business at home and you know, win all eight of those games and split on the road. You go 12-4, and you're probably a top one or two seed, and that's, you know, that's kind of what we're talking about as far as getting us in the playoffs and getting at least one game, if not two games at home. That's the goal. But, again, you know, we're starting out the gate with two teams who are in the Super Bowl conversation. So we need to you know, we need to raise level of play from the start and take care of business.
Aaron, you were playing at an MVP level basically ever since, what, probably Washington on last year. What did you ever figure out what clicked, and how can you carry that over this season?
About the same stuff that's clicked for the last 9 years. It's just back to the basics and you know, trust in the things that I've learned and taught myself over the years and little reminders. You know, I keep a lot of notes and about games and you know, pregame and postgame, and just going back and reviewing those over the years and what worked, what I was thinking about at certain times, and just staying in a really positive headspace.
You know, back to the veteran additions. You know, after the Atlanta game, you talked about going all in and all that. I know you lost some key players, but is this what you had in mind? I mean, maybe in years past, you lose some key guys and just plug in some rookies and second-year guys and go from there.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about that at this point.
Aaron, Sam Decker tweeted a picture of you over the weekend helping him fix his kitchen sink. How did that all come about, and where did you develop those plumbing skills?
I've actually fixed my own garbage disposal before. There's incredible tutorials on YouTube. Just about anything you want to learn, just type it into YouTube. So I did that at one point, fixed it. Sam, I was, you know, he just got traded to LA. I was hanging out with him on Saturday. He was having some sink issues. Asked for my help. He's, you know, he's 23 years old. I know he's engaged. He's, you know, taking the next step to being an adult, but he's not quite there yet. So I went under the sink and the tutorial taught me to test the switch first, and if what kind of rumble you hear or lack of rumble tells you what's going on with the garbage disposal. So I flip the switch, and nothing happened. So it means two things. One, it's completely broken and needs to be changed out, or two, it's not plugged in. Wasn't plugged in. So that's the picture of me holding the plug as I called him from the other room and said, "Hey, idiot, wasn't plugged in." He's learning.
Aaron, going back to Rob's question about playing at the MVP level, knowing that the Super Bowl title is number one, what would it mean if you could get a third MVP and have a third MVP season? What would that mean to you, you think?
I mean, I hope we're having this conversation later in the year where we're talking about our team being successful and me playing the right way. Other than that, those are hypothetical questions that in week one, I don't really have a good answer for you.
Aaron, with the things that you like to do with the cadence and changes in tempo throughout the game, is there anything that Jairi will experience that can't really be simulated in training camp from a continuity standpoint up front?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we worked it a little bit on the three drives we had together, but that's what this week has been all about. It's about mixing those things up and trying to get them comfortable here in the different cadences and snap counts and things that we do you know, verbally, especially at home, you know, with the live checks and the dummy checks. So just get on the same page there.
And you like having the opportunity to open the season at home for the first time in a while? Because you've been on the road quite a few years here week one.
I do. I do. I mean, I think it gives us the opportunity to start off the season right against a great opponent and our home crowd, and hopefully they get it rocking, you know, as loud as they want to be on Sunday. It's going to help our defense out.
you've gone against Sherman a bunch now. Does anything from all those years of or all those matchups help you out going into this one?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's one of the best, if not the best, corners in the league still. Ton of respect for him. Don't like throwing him the ball. Try not to do that on Sunday.
Two more.
Aaron, do you feel for the football teams that have their games moved or changed just because of, you know, what's happening down in Hurricane Irma and I suppose what's all going on in Texas too at Houston and just how difficult it's been for some of the other NFL teams in the league?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a little reminiscent of 05 with Katrina. It's going to be tough on Miami and Tampa because they got the same bye week and now they're going to have to go 16 straight. I will say I've been really impressed watching what J.J. has done in Houston. Started out trying to raise a couple hundred thousand. Now they're at 20-plus million. Just goes to show you when people come together with a common cause, you can do some pretty amazing things.